a major announcement in the world of women's hockey, and here to help us figure out what's going on is the commissioner of the Canadian Women's Hockey League. It is Brenda Andress. Brenda, how are you today?
Well, I'm pretty ecstatic at the announcement that we made last night. It's a pretty historic moment for us.
Yeah, it's a big one for sure. For people who aren't aware, what'd you guys pull off yesterday?
Well, we happened to pull off a 5-year deal with the KRS, and they will be bringing a team in from China to join our league for the 2017-2018 season.
So how does a deal like this start? Did they come to you? Was this something that you were exploring for a while? How did this all come together?
Well, I think the CWHL has always been looking for a bold move after our 10 years of in existence, and they actually came to us to start a discussion. And the discussion was really basic about how does our mission and, you know, vision statements align. And they were very emphatically about the fact of 2022 Beijing Olympics, how they wanted to grow the game, how they want to grow the grassroots of hockey, the sports in China for their Olympic games that are coming up. And so we just kind of started to have a conversation. I think they must have did a little bit of research, and they realized that, you know, together we could accomplish their goals.
Now, logistically, how is this going to work? Are teams going to fly out to China to play a series of games? Are they going to be based in here? How does the actual playing of the games now work out for this team?
So the team, Kunlun Red Stars, will play from China. That will be their home base, and they will come here and play and do a tour. And each one of our teams will travel to China to play their home games there. I think it's the whole part of the opportunity that's opened up to us, Peter, is there, no doubt about it, their population and the opportunity for us to expand and grow our game with fans, viewerships, and business and sponsorship opportunities in China. I mean, you know, the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, everybody wants to, you know, go to China to get in on the global, you know, grassroots of them growing into the sports, and we were just lucky enough to get in.
There's been some talk for a while from a number of major sports leagues about having a full-time team not based in North America. The NFL has talked about it. We've heard it for a while. The NHL, I mean, you hear it from every sports league. Was there any debate with you guys about maybe this won't work with all the different travel that could be involved, or was this just go right from the start?
Well, you know, every now and then I think you have to take a leap of faith and a bold move, and I think that's what makes sports great. You get to do that. Now, having said that, Peter, you know, we're 10 years old. We're very stable. We're trusted. We've got a proven track record. And, you know, we did our due diligence. We looked at the risks and the opportunities. And the opportunities definitely outweigh the risks. You know, for us, I believe that their mission of growing the game for the Beijing Olympics and the fact of growing the grassroots hockey program in China, there's no better ambassadors than the current players or the players that will come into the Canadian Women's Hockey League to do that. I mean, our players are phenomenally skilled, but more importantly, they're ambassadors of many different objectivities in education and making sure that individuals believe in themselves. So, you know, I always believe sports is twofold. Yes, it teaches great skills, but it also gives back, and this is what we're trying to do. And I think it outweighs. I think it's going to be absolutely successful.
It's certainly one that has caught a lot of people's attention. As far as how this team's going to look, I believe they've already signed a player or two, if I'm not mistaken. Is this going to be a team primarily based with Chinese-born players, or is it going to be a mixture of North American players as well? How do you think this team's going to look, and are there going to be any restrictions on them based on playing their home games out of China?
Well, I think our league has always been made up, and it'll have the same policies and you know, and guidelines, is that our teams are made up of players from all over the world. And, you know, we've actually been able to, you know, we have people from Japan's national team playing in our league, from Russia, from Sweden. And I think it'll be the same makeup. They'll pull players in from the world and also put their national players on their team, much like we put our national players on Canada and United States in many different areas. So we'll stay true to what we believe in, and that's creating the most elite players to play in our league. And, you know, I think China's going to have a great team.
Now, you mentioned before that they have a bit of a commitment to the winter sports, it seems. They have, I believe they send their curlers out here to train for the Olympics and stuff. Is that sort of commitment, did that make you feel a little bit better about what you were getting into with this club?
I think there's a lot of different research we did yesterday on our press release. I think they held the very first, I think it was fast pitch game in China also, where a league is starting up. So I think that, you know, China, there's no doubt about it, they're a powerhouse in many different ways with the ability on their broadcasting and viewership. I think they said 22 million watched the NHL playoff game.
Wow.
So it's like, and that's probably considered a few. So I think for us, we see that the template's been there. We've seen major sports organizations and groups do their research also, and knowing that that is a great place to move into right now. For everything we just talked about, the broadcasting, the media, the fans that are going to grow up and love our game and be a part of our game. So no, I think that I think the research, and I think other leagues, I think we're just a template. I think you're going to see a lot of other sports group start up with this template we've created, because again, for the winter sports and the Beijing Olympics, they're 5 years away. When we said we were going to own the podium, we owned it. And when China is now saying that they're going to have China interested in winter sports for their Olympics, they're going to do it also.
Chatting with the commissioner of the Canadian Women's Hockey League here on Pinder in the Morning on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. I hate to ask this question after you make a groundbreaking announcement, but what's next? Are there plans to go into other countries at this time, or are we just focusing on China right now?
No, you know what? The CWHL has always looked at expanding in many different directions. And years ago, we had, done an extensive research of how to grow the women's game when people were talking about the Olympics and only, Canada and USA being so strong, and how could we grow the game in many different ways. And we believe a pro league is one of those ways. I mean, there isn't one young boy that's not born that doesn't want to grow up and play in the NHL. And by doing so, it creates very strong national teams. And we believe that same type of template will work when young girls, look up and want to play in a professional league like the Canadian Women's Hockey League. I think you'll see them want to join, and they grow up and you have stronger national teams. And I believe in that template, and it's been shown. I mean, the teams currently in the Olympics are much stronger teams because most of those players are playing in NCAA and CIS programs. And they've come over here to North America, and they play in both of those universities' leagues. And by doing so, they become stronger players, and they take those skills and lessons back, and you see stronger national teams. And so, we're extremely happy of what we're doing, and we do hope that in the future that, our template will be seen with other world-class cities that could be also joining the CWHL.
So with this now, what's it, best case scenario, if things go exactly the way that your side wants us to go, that their side wants us to go, what's the CWHL look like with this deal at the end of it?
Well, I think what we'd look like is a brand new partnership with them, and that, over those 5 years, it's so successful that we have pulled in other countries to play in our league, and women's hockey grows in the capacity that creates opportunities for our girls to have jobs on the ice and off the ice, and that we have more viewers, that we have stronger followers in our media, we have stronger partnerships with sponsors, and we've created exactly what we've started out to create, was with a sustainable league that stays and, celebrates its 100th year someday, like the NHL.
Now, here in Canada, how are you feeling about where the league is at in this country? Obviously, expanding is a big deal, but here in Canada, the state of the league, how are you feeling about it right now?
Oh, yeah. Our league is absolutely stunning and fantastic. I mean, if you look at our success over the last couple of years, our NHL partnerships with Calgary and Montreal and Toronto have been stunning and outstanding in the way that they've helped us grow our own grassroots in those areas with young girls. And, we had a game at the Bell Centre where we had over 6,000 fans, and our All-Star game was over 8,000 fans, and sellout crowds at our at our local games now. It's our league in itself is growing so fanatically with our fans that are joining us. But and we've done this based on our board, you know, making strong, strategic, stable moves to make sure that we're here and that we continue to grow at the right speed and we continue to add teams that are beneficial to the growth of our game.
And now specifically for where we're coming from, the strength of the Calgary team right now, how are you feeling about the league stamp in our city?
Well, Calgary is an awesome city, and the team is the same. I mean, you guys won the Clarkson Cup the previous year. You were there this year up until the final, and I'm sure you'll be there to come in the future. You've got a very strong base of individuals that play our game from there. You got great fans, you got great coaches, and you couldn't ask for a better NHL partner than the Calgary Flames in that area. I mean, Brian and Ken and everybody associated with the Flames have just been wonderful in helping us grow our game and supportive. And the, you know, when they came, I think the greatest thing, Peter, I always, you know, little things that excite me to show our game is growing and show how the partnership works is when the Calgary Inferno came to play in Ottawa for the Clarkson Cup Championships. You saw tweets out of the Calgary Flames wearing our toques and our hats when they were making announcements. So, you know, that's a pretty good partnership, and that shows the support that the Calgary Flames have for women in playing hockey and young girls.
Yeah, I think it's been a pretty good partnership so far, for sure. We talked about your growth abroad, but here in Canada, what would be, in your mind, the next step that you would like to see the league take evolution-wise?
I think we just took it.
Okay.
I think that's, you know, the next step for us is we just took that next step of growing the game. I think it's very essential that we don't grow the game too fast. You have to grow with what your grassroots, you know, as the production moves in that area, then the production moves in the fact of adding teams. So you have to be very careful. You can't saturate the market. You don't want to create a league that doesn't have, you know, the best entertainment every time you go and watch a game. That's essential. So I think we did our next bold move for at least a year or so.
Well, it's certainly a move that caught a lot of attention. It caught mine. And once again, congratulations on making inroads into China. And hopefully we'll get to chat again soon. This has been a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. That is the commissioner of the Canadian Women's Hockey League, Brenda Andrus.